Yes, that's from a recording that was done a few years ago by Chuck Dierdorf and friends. In this case, it was Bill Mays on piano and Gary Hobbs on drums and the alto saxophonist Hans Teuber on that original titled Collage, which you may have recognized is based on the changes of So Nice to Come Home To. Chuck Dierdorf on bass from his album Transparence, opening this edition of Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. Here on 88.5 FM. Jim Wilkie here with you this afternoon. We have coming up some music from the album by Steve Tressler Group featuring Ingrid Jensen, and we'll also hear from singer Ed Reed, who comes out of the Bay Area and is a good friend of tenor saxophonist Anton Schwartz, and they'll be performing together this coming week at the Triple Door. First, here is music from the album Center Song by the Steve Tressler Group, featuring Ingrid Jensen on trumpet. Steve is on tenor saxophone, and you'll hear Don Clement at the piano, Meg Risso on cello, Dean Schmidt on bass, and Steve Korn on drums. Beautiful title tune from this album, Center Song.
Thank you. You're never wrong, so meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time. Baby, it just ain't common sense mixing up love with arguments. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time. I'm all fed up on stormy weather. I'm going where it's due. Here's hoping I see you never, 'cause if I do, that will be too soon. Now that I've put my heart on ice, missing you will seem paradise. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time. And I'll be there at no particular time. All we do is make up, then quarrel all over again. But this is it, the breakup. From now on, you knew me when. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time.
San Francisco Bay Area based singer Ed Reed singing there with Anton Schwartz on tenor saxophone, Randy Porter on piano, Jamie Foxx on guitar, John Watala bass, Nikita Tana on drums, and a tune from an album of music of Nat King Cole, a song called Meet Me at No Special Place and I'll Be There at No Particular Time. Ed Reed says that the King Cole Trio was a big influence on him as a kid, and he grew up learning all of the King Cole Trio songs and singing them around the house, and that was kind of the beginning of his career. And Ed Reed is going to be in town. He's going to be performing with Anton Schwartz and company Thursday at the Triple Door in Seattle. Before Ed Reed, we were listening to the title tune from the beautiful Steve Tressler Group album Center Song, composition by trumpet player Ingrid Jensen. And Steve Tressler was heard on tenor with Don Clement at the piano, Meg Russo on cello, Dean Schmidt on bass, and Steve Korn on drums, making up that group Center Song. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Coming up this week, the Jazz Police are playing at Tula's at 4 this afternoon, followed by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra tonight at 7:30. Zoni Mash and Robin Holcomb Group are performing at the Royal Room at 7:30 tonight, and there are the usual jams at Cafe Racer, the Couth Buzzard, and Daryl's Tavern. Monday night, David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band will be playing at Tula's, this 13-piece band. Brian Nova has resurrected the Monday Jam regularly on Monday nights and leading the groups playing at the Triple Doors Musiquarium. There's also the Mo Jam on Monday at the Nectar Lounge and Entre Mudas at Capital Cider on Capitol Hill. Pearl Django is playing at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. Dina Blade has a new album with a couple of Brazilian musicians. It's called Amazonica. They'll be performing at the CD release party at North City Jazz Bistro on Tuesday night. Wednesday, more Brazilian music with Michel Navedo playing Bossa Nova at Vito's. Brasil Novo is the name of that group. KPLU has a listener appreciation party on Thursday you've been hearing about. I hope you can join us. Should be a great party. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra Quartet is going to be playing. There's free food and drink, 5 to 7 p.m. at the 4th and Vine Building. And for more information, see the KPLU calendar. I'm going to be there. Hope to see you there as well. Thursday is also the second Thursday of the month. Grace Love and the True Love Band will be out of doors for the Art of Jazz concert for the month of July at Olympic Sculpture Park. Ed Reed Quintet with Anton Schwartz at the Triple Doors we mentioned, and Sergio Mendez is going to be in town Thursday through Sunday. Sergio Mendez' 50th anniversary celebration of Brazil's 66. And Joe Doria's trio is going to be playing at the Musiquarium at the Triple Door on Thursday as well. Wonderful Spanish pianist from Barcelona originally, Marina Albero, who now lives in our area. You heard her music here on an earlier Jazz Northwest from the Ballard Jazz Walk. Marina Albero is going to be performing again at Tula's with her band next Friday night. Susan Pascal Group plays at Tula's on Saturday night. That's the quartet with Mark Seals on keyboards. And Gail Pettis sings with Jovino Santos Neto's trio at the North City Bistro on Saturday night. Just a sampling of some of the great jazz available this coming week. Hope you can get out and hear some live music. Join us, too, on Thursday, 5 to 7, at the KPLU studios at 4th and Vine for this Thank You for Listeners, a listener's appreciation party. Talking about some of the Brazilian music going on this week, one of the groups that I hadn't heard before, but I sampled some of their music online, and it sounds like a great group. Here is trumpet player and vocalist Michel Navedo, who leads this bossa nova group. One of the Jobim tunes that isn't done nearly often enough. It's one of my favorites, at least. It's called Fotografia, and Adriana Giordano joins Michel Navedo on vocal on this in a duet. Michel also plays the muted trumpet. Fotografia.
Neste terraço a beira-mar, o sol já vai caindo, o seu olhar parece acompanhar a cor do mar. Você tem que ir embora, a tarde cai, em cores se desfaz, escureceu, o sol caiu no mar e a primeira luz lá embaixo se acendeu. Você e eu, você, nós dois, sozinhos neste bar à meia luz. E uma grande lua saiu do mar. Parece que este bar já vai fechar. E há sempre uma canção para contar. Thank you. sozinhos neste bar à meia luz. E uma grande lua saiu do mar. Parece que este bar já vai fechar. E há sempre uma canção para contar. Aquela velha história de um desejo que todas as canções têm pra contar. E veio aquele beijo, aquele beijo, aquele beijo, aquele
Brazilian music from some of our resident talent and visitors as well. Coming up this next week, we have a nice variety of Brazilian music available. We just heard from Eduardo Mendonça's new CD, which is just out. It's called Steps, or Brazilian Footprints. Eduardo Mendonça, the guitarist and vocalist and percussionist, too, on this one. And he was joined on this one tune by Jovino Santos Neto on piano on Evergreen Samba, an original by Eduardo Mendonça from his new CD. And before that, we were listening to a trumpet player and singer who comes from Puerto Rico, originally, I believe, doing a great tune called Fotografia, the photograph. Michel Novedo on trumpet and vocal there, joined by Adriana Giordano in the duet. He's going to be performing on Wednesday night with his group Brasil Novo at Vito's on Capitol Hill in Seattle. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on a Sunday afternoon here, coming to you from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Jim Wilkie with you. We had some sad news from Larry Coryell recently. Larry had a sinus infection, and he had to have surgery for that, and that led to a brain infection, and he has had some bad moments, but he is currently home from the hospital at last report. And he's doing okay. Some days are better than others, but he's going to be in treatment until at least probably about the end of the month. And for more information, just Google his name, Larry Coryell, and you'll find more information about him and his current condition. The Players School of Music, he's on the faculty there in Florida, has set up a relief fund for Larry because he can't work and he has a lot of medical expenses. And via the school's website, you can find out more about that. But just Google Larry Coryell's name and it'll come up. Here's something from Larry when he was back in Seattle visiting in 2004. He got together with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Dean Hodges on drums for a gig at the Triple Door in Seattle. And here's a little excerpt from that and also gives you a little background on Larry.
I grew up in a place called Richland, Washington, and I graduated from high school in 1961, and I went directly to the booming metropolis of Yakima and became an apple knocker, and you all know what that is. And then I came west of the mountains and went to the University of Washington, and during my first couple of years there, there was a wonderful jazz club, not unlike the Triple Door, and I went down and I heard the greatest guitar player I've ever heard in my life. His name was Wes Montgomery. I borrowed some ID, yeah, and I got to hear this genius play, and I got to meet him a little bit. And I stowed away on a boat that he was going out on a cruise in Lake Washington. Anyway, I wrote about it in my autobiography, which is coming out next year. So I want to do a song by Wes Montgomery. And the reason I'm going to do this song is because I knew the man, and I'm going to try to put my own personal feelings about his great warmth and genius into this. This is a thing that is called Bumpin' on Sunset. I recorded it a few years ago, and it's on the CD that I made called Live in Chicago. And that's why we like to play live, because you get in front of an audience, and especially when you're trying to pay tribute to a great artist like Wes Montgomery, you either got to put up or shut up. So here it is, Bumpin' on Sunset. Thank you. too. Thank you very much.
That's a group some of you who live in the South Sound and Tacoma area might like to check out. They're playing on Thursday night in the Jazz Under the Stars series at Pacific Lutheran University. It's the Keith Henson Octet. Keith Henson, the tenor saxophonist, leads that group. On this recording, it was Jay Thomas on trumpet and Tracy Knope on alto, Von Wiester on trombone, Pete Chrisley on baritone sax with Craig Hoyer piano clip, Anderson bass, and Wally Mitchell on drums. and the tune I'm sure you recognize. That was Seven Steps to Heaven by Vic Feldman and Miles Davis. And the group plays Jazz Under the Stars. The concert's from 7 to 9 p.m. at Pacific Lutheran University, sponsored by the PLU Music Department. Before that, we were listening to Larry Coryell on guitar from a recording made in 2004 at the Triple Door when he was playing there with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Dean Hodges on drums, and we heard them doing Bumpin' on Sunset by Wes Montgomery. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, and I hope you'll join us on Thursday evening in Seattle at 4th and Vine Studios for a listener appreciation party and open house, and it'll be from 5 until 7. You can meet staff and fellow 88.5 fans, take a self-guided tour of the studios, enjoy some food and drink, and listen to live music from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra Quartet with Michael Brockman, Bill Anschel, Milo Peterson, and Chris Seimer. Should be a lot of fun. Join us and get to meet some of the KPLU staff, and you can watch All Things Considered host Ed Ronco do his newscasts Thursday night, 5 to 7. Here's a young pianist who came up out of our area, out of the Bellevue area, actually. Tyee Middle School, Newport High School, then on to the University of Miami Frost School of Music. And here is Ariel Pocock at the piano with Larry Grenadier on bass and Eric Harland on drums and Seamus Blake on tenor saxophone, an original by Ariel Pocock titled Barrel Roll. Thank you. There was a tune titled Barrel Roll, written by Ariel Pulcock, who was heard here on piano. That comes from her album Touchstone, and she was joined by Larry Grenadier on bass, Eric Harland on drums, and Seamus Blake on tenor saxophone. Coming up at the end of the month is the annual Jazzport Townsend Festival, always on the last weekend of July. It'll run Thursday the 28th through Saturday the 30th. Some of the artists appearing include the Jeff Hamilton Organ Trio, Clayton Brothers Quintet, René Marie, Dee Daniels, Faculty All-Star Big Band Tribute to Woody Herman, Sean Jones, Terrell Stafford, Wycliffe Gordon, Grace Kelly, and more. The last weekend of July for Jazzport Townsend. I'm Jim Wilkie. That wraps up our show for today. You're listening to KPLU 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and